first met Rick, I don't know, 8 years ago. Was it 8 years ago?
Yeah,
9 years ago? Somewhere in there. He's a fine specimen of a human.
I'm an amoeba. Oh.
But Rick does our marriage conferences for us, and we've been doing those for about, I don't know, 6 years. We do two a year. And Rick is a gifted preacher and teacher, and it's always a delight when he can come and teach and preach and be here. Some of you already heard Rick. Have you, some of you, any of you heard Rick before? You're in trouble, pal.
He told me, he goes, no, you haven't spoken at Family Camp 6. Like, yes, I have.
I said, I know that Stanton guy.
Yeah, when I walked in, I saw Tom. I went, I told you I knew I was there. Well, welcome. Our theme is what? Follow me. And of course, if you heard me speak, you know I'm very much about, I'm not a real philosophical guy. I'm like, here's the real world. How do you live this out, right? Because it's part of my journey. And of course, you'll hear about that. So my take on the follow me theme is, how do you live that out practically in areas of your life? Well, how do you follow him in love? How do you follow him in integrity? How do you follow him in leadership? And what does it really mean to be a follower of someone? Because everybody follows someone. We were kind of picking on Facebook here. I've got a video clip that actually shows the research. I think I'll show it tomorrow, because we all follow something, because you're following people on Twitter, aren't you? Everybody follows something in somebody, because everybody's a follower of something. And there's research now shows that brain research, that Facebook is actually more addictive to the brain than cigarettes. Isn't that fascinating? And Facebook is showing up in more and more divorce petitions and growing across the country, because everybody's going to follow something. Everybody's following something. And it just matters what you follow, because what you follow, you will become. But we always become the very things we follow, don't we? So we're going to talk about, what does it really look like practically to be a follower of Christ? And what does that actually mean in our real life every day right now in here, okay? So I'm looking forward to it. And gosh, it's great seeing everybody. And I met my new buddy over here downtown. And I've got my new friend over here. Here you go, buddy.
I'm going to pray for you.
Thank you, Nick.
Let's pray and thank the Lord for this week and have him bless it for us. Father, we're so grateful that we have this opportunity to spend this week together. You have drawn each of us here by your sovereign will, and we look forward to all the great things that you have for us. I pray a special blessing on Rick as he brings forth the messages every morning, that you will bless him and give him the words that we all need to hear. And Father, I pray for us that we'll have open hearts and open minds to be able to take in the things that he has. And Father, would that make a difference in our lives this week? So we pray for safety. We pray for fun, tons of fun. And we just pray that you'll bless our week. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.